Okay, it's Easter time. Yeah. Resurrection Day, some call it. Some call it Easter. You know, we don't get, you know, religious about these things. We just say, hallelujah, Jesus is risen. That's what really matters. So we've got something to celebrate. And so I want to share a little bit from the Word tonight about celebration. You know, everyone loves a celebration, don't they? And sometimes we look for reasons to celebrate. You know, some little thing might happen and you go, let's celebrate. And you might go out for a meal, or you might eat an extra chocolate, or, you know, you might celebrate in some way, however you celebrate. And we look for excuses to celebrate because it makes you feel good, and we want to feel good, don't we? So when it comes to the Word of God, there's a lot of celebration. You know, you might think the Bible is a book of rules and regulations, and it's hard to follow. You don't understand a lot of it. But, you know, it's called the good news. It's good news. And there's many examples and stories in there. There's poetry, there's history. There's all kinds of things in the Word of God, but there's a lot of celebration that's mentioned. And the Jews in particular, in the Old Testament, they still do now, but it started in the Old Testament. It was God's idea. Celebration's God's idea, okay? And the Jews actually celebrate seven main festivals during their year. And the first one is Passover. And of course, we are in Easter week, and Easter week began with Passover. And that's their first celebration. And it was a celebration, actually, of Moses, when he led the deliverance of the people of God, or the Exodus of God's people, out of their bondage in Egypt and towards the promised land. And they celebrate that for 7 or 8 days. It goes for a whole week. Now, our celebration at this time, which kind of is like our Passover, is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because he passed over from death to life, to resurrection. Easter is about celebration. It's a new way. It's the new and the living way. It's about the new covenant which Jesus came to initiate through his blood and his sacrifice. So we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, it doesn't go for 7 or 8 days. Our celebration is actually the one night, the resurrection night, or the resurrection day. So it's one day only. And he is our Passover lamb. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Now, when it comes to resurrection, there's a few passages in the New Testament about when Jesus was on the earth, and he was trying to give an understanding of resurrection to some of his followers. And one of his good friends, Lazarus, had died. And the news came to Jesus, and the disciples said, Jesus, one of your best buddies has died. Lazarus is dead. You better hurry up and go and see, you know, he's sick and he's going to die. So Jesus says, let's just wait a few days. Well, they didn't understand what was going on. And he said, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. This is to the glory of God. So, of course, when he gets to where Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, live, the sister, Martha, comes out and basically says, it's too late. It's too late. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. If you'd been here, it would have been okay. Things might have turned out differently. But Jesus is explaining something. She said, I believe in the resurrection. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. It's not just a thing that happens. I am the resurrection. Wherever I am, things come to life. That's what he's saying. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, like Lazarus, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Now, she didn't know what that meant, because he's speaking futuristically. He said, do you believe this? And she was like, yeah, I believe. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that my brother can live again. But see what Jesus says there? He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Lazarus was dead, but he was going to live again. Okay? And then in verse 26, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, it says, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And you think, how can that be? That actually is a picture of the rapture. Whoever's living, believes in Jesus, will never die. Okay? And those who believe in Jesus and have died can be raised up. He says, I am the resurrection. In other words, I'm in control of all these things. And of course, after that, he goes to the tomb and they're saying, they're crying, they're weeping, they're grieving. Lazarus has been dead 4 days, and Jesus speaks to him, says, Lazarus, come out here. And of course, he comes out in his grave clothes and he's alive and he's well. He's been raised up because Jesus is the resurrection. And he spoke the word and Lazarus came to life. So that's what resurrection is. He proved it. He proved it. This was before Jesus went to the cross. Then when he went to the cross, during that time, those few days, it was an amazing time. And if you haven't read the passages of scripture in the Gospels, especially in the end of Matthew, you should go and read it. It's fantastic. So this is, Jesus has died on the cross. And it says, after this, the earth quaked, the rocks were split, and graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The saints, the believers in Jesus, who had fallen asleep, that means they had died. The believers who had died, it says many, were raised. What? When did this happen? It says they came out of their graves after his resurrection. After Jesus was resurrected, and he was called the first fruits, or the firstborn from the dead. So after Jesus was resurrected, not only was he resurrected, but the focus is upon him, and of course it is, and it should be. But there were many others who also were resurrected. Not only was the Christ, the Son of God, resurrected, but some ordinary believers were resurrected. Why? To show that it's there for you and me too, for anyone who believes. It says they came out of their graves after his resurrection and they went into the holy city. They went into Jerusalem at a time when there were many, many people there. And there would have been people there who knew them. And they appeared to many. It's like, whoa, there's Auntie Mary. She died. Whoa, what's going on? She's been raised up. How did that happen? Because Jesus is resurrected. There's hope for believers. You know, that's just a little, you know, that's only in that book of Matthew. You don't see a lot written about it, but it's there. It's in the Word of God. Not only was Jesus resurrected, but after his resurrection, others who believed were resurrected too, as evidence, as proof, as proof. You know, God, he's always giving us hope. He's always looking for opportunity to give us hope, to boost our faith, to give us signs, to give us evidence. You know, it says only those who are blind or hard-hearted don't see or refuse the Lord. So this was a powerful, revelation of the resurrection. Not only him, but those who believe in him. Okay, so let's go and see some of the things that we can celebrate. There would have been a lot of celebrating going on then. But let's have a look at some of the things that we should be celebrating. In the book of Romans chapter 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now that is something to celebrate. That is something to celebrate. You don't have to earn salvation. If you can say it with your mouth, yeah, I believe that. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And not just say it, but actually believe it in your heart. Then you will be saved. That's something to celebrate. You know, there are many, many religions in the world, and there are many things that people have to try and follow to be good. But of course, they will never be good enough. Okay? Then in the book of Ephesians, it backs it up. Paul writes this again. He says, by grace. So why did God do that? It's because of his grace, his goodness. By grace, you've been saved through faith. You believe? That's called faith. And not of yourselves. It's not even our faith. You can't make faith happen. Even faith is a gift from God. So not of ourselves. So we can't save ourselves. It's a gift of God. A gift of God. Not of works. Not anything we have to do or have to be. Just believe. That's what Jesus said. Only believe. So it's not of works. Why? Lest anyone should boast. We are all given God's grace. We are all given the gift of faith. It's called a measure of faith, so we can believe. It's a gift of God. It's nothing that you did. It's nothing that I did. Okay? We couldn't earn it. Free gift. Here you go. Wow. Thank you. Or, no, I don't think so. I don't need it. And there's a lot of people who are like that, sadly. Okay, so let's get to the next verse. In Colossians, let's celebrate this. Once we are saved, guess what? What does it mean? That means he's delivered us. Moses delivered the children of Israel out of bondage. Jesus has delivered us from the power of darkness. And then Moses led the people out. And Jesus has conveyed us. He's brought us out into the kingdom of the Son of his love. I love that. He didn't just say into God's kingdom. He said into the Son of his love. In whom, that's Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. See, Moses was able to deliver the people of God in the Old Testament. He delivered them out of Egypt, out of bondage, by God's help, of course. And then he conveyed them. He brought them out into the wilderness and was going to bring them in to the promised land. But he couldn't redeem them and he couldn't forgive them. Jesus delivers us, carries us into a new place, redeems us. He paid the price for our sins on the cross and he's forgiven us. He didn't just pay the price, he forgave us. There's a difference. You can pay someone back, you can give them what you owe them, but you may not forgive them. There's a difference. So he did all those things for us. So Moses was basically celebrated as a deliverer, but he was only a temporary deliverer. And the fact is that he was disobedient at the end of his life. He was disobedient. He did not enter into the promised land. He was disobedient and he died. He was a temporary deliverer. But Jesus is a permanent deliverer. He was obedient and he died. But he was also resurrected. And amazingly enough, Jesus will resurrect Moses. Amazing. Okay, what else have we got to celebrate? We've got this to celebrate. The promise. If we believe, then the Spirit of God is in us, okay? We are born again. If the Spirit of Him, Spirit of God, the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So if you believe in God, the Spirit of God is in you. You are born again. We are born again. That Spirit that is in us will respond to God, and God will also raise us up. He will raise us up. That's the promise. Celebrate the promise. Celebrate the promises that God has given to us. You know, we've got so many things to celebrate. What about this? We belong to the Lord? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. What does that mean? That means we'll get a lot of opposition and challenges and pressures in our lives. People may come against us. People may talk against us. People may try and do things against us. But it is God who is our justifier. Okay? He's our judge. It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God. So after Jesus was resurrected, he went back to heaven. He came from heaven to redeem us, to deliver us, to pay the price. His mission is completed. He's at the right hand of God. He's ascended to the right hand of God. And what is he doing? Just sitting there saying, wow, glad that's over. No, it says he makes intercession for us. He is praying for us. He is standing up for us. He is our advocate. He is our advocate. He's making intercession for us. Father, remember Tacy. Father, remember Chris. Remember Jeff. Lord, remember when they did. And he's speaking to God on our behalf. He's interceding for us. Therefore, we can celebrate this. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? He loves us so much. He's praying for us. He's paid the price for us. What can separate us from the love of God? Tribulation or distress? Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. They're all very dramatic things. They're very dramatic. They're strong things that come against people. Maybe not against us in that kind of form, but we have challenges in our lives. But nothing can separate us from the love of God. We should celebrate that. We should celebrate. Despite the opposition, he is on our side. We chose him and we are on his side. He is on our side. And the last verse, I think I shared this last week. One of the greatest things that we should celebrate is the future and the hope that God has brought for us. The beginning, this is just the beginning of the greatest celebration. The greatest celebration will be when we are reunited, we are in the presence of the Lord, when every tear, every sin, every sadness, every sickness is gone. It says the Lord himself will descend from heaven. So he's been once, he's coming back again. He's coming to redeem his people. It's called the rapture. The Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. That's interesting because we just read that before when Jesus said, I'm the resurrection. The dead in Christ rose first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. You know, we should celebrate this. Not only will we be with the Lord, but you know, the little things. Who's ever wanted to fly? Who's ever wanted to fly? You wish you were a bird or something and just want to fly. Yeah, I think we all sort of felt, we're going to fly one day. We're going to zoom up to be with the Lord. We should celebrate that, to leave behind this crooked and perverse generation, this fallen world. You know, the message of Easter, what is it about? The message of the cross. It's about God's love. It's about God's mercy. What's the message of the resurrection? That God has power. God has power. And what's the message of Easter or the resurrection? What is the message? The message is His victory is our victory. His victory is our victory. And He wants to be with us as much as we want to be with Him. That's a very comforting thought. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm not good enough. You know, I've done this and I've done that. And you feel bad about yourself. But I'm telling you, He doesn't see us that way. He created us and He loves us. And He wants to be with us. And that's His plan. And all we have to do is believe and receive and just follow Him all the days of our lives. That is something to celebrate. Father, we just thank You. Lord, we just thank You for this wonderful time of year that we can remember. Lord, we remember on a daily basis. Lord, when we pray and when we thank You and we're just so humbled by Your goodness, so humbled by Your grace and Your mercy towards us. Lord, the abundance of wisdom, the abundance of knowledge and the abundance of opportunities that You give to us. Lord, we thank You that Jesus passed over from heaven to earth so we could pass over from being lost to being saved, that we can pass over from light to darkness, that we can pass over from bearing sin to being righteous, that we can just pass over from being uncertain to being sure, to believing Your promises are for us, to pass over from hopelessness to a great future and a great hope, eternally with You. And in the meantime, having You interceding for us in heaven and having the Holy Spirit here on earth as our helper. Lord, it's win, win, win with You. That's something to celebrate. Lord, we love You and we thank You from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And God bless you, brother. Okay, have an awesome day off tomorrow. If you've got a day off, I think it's a holiday for some. If anyone needs prayer, I want to pray with you. Bye, everyone online. God bless you and your families. And say hi to somebody and enjoy your chocolates. Amen.